Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. Liverpool player ratings versus Crystal Palace. Hugo Ekitike, Jeremy Frimpong and Florian Wirtz make strong first impressions, but Reds lose Community Shield on penalties. And what's up with Virgil van Dijk? Liverpool were beaten in the Community Shield by Crystal Palace on Sunday, with the Eagles earning a 2-2 draw before winning via a penalty shootout. The Reds failed to put a winnable game beyond Oliver Glasner's side and were denied victory in the season's traditional curtain raiser. A disappointing afternoon for the Merseysiders did begin brightly, as it took only 4 minutes for Liverpool to have lift off, and it came from one of their newer faces. At the end of an extremely lengthy spell of possession, 22 passes featuring 9 players, to be precise, Hugo Ekitike received the ball inside the left channel from fellow summer signing Florian Wirtz, and proceeded to dance his way between a horde of Palace defenders before curling an effort from the edge of the box into the far right corner, well out of the reach of goalkeeper Dean Henderson. However, a few seconds of madness at the back saw the Reds pegged back midway through the first half. Firstly, Jean-Philippe Mateta broke the offside trap and had only Alisson Becker to beat, only to fail to round the goalkeeper. However, Palace regained possession in the ensuing scramble, with Virgil van Dijk tripping Ismaïla Sarr and conceding a penalty. Mateta subsequently stepped up and sent the Brazilian the wrong way to bring the Eagles level. But Palace were only on equal terms for a matter of minutes, as another Liverpool new boy got on the scoresheet when Jeremy Frimpong scampered away down the right flank beyond Tyrick Mitchell and appeared to dink across towards the back post, only for it to float over Henderson and inside the net instead, restoring the Reds' lead. Liverpool had chances to kill the game off in the second half, and were made to pay for their wastefulness when Palace equalized once more in the closing stages. Adam Wharton's clipped pass found Sarr galloping away from Van Dijk, and the Senegal forward squeezed the ball in off the near post. The South Londoners grew in confidence, and Liverpool had Milos Kerkes to thank for making a last-ditch challenge to deny Sarr his brace moments after he had scored Palace's second. VAR checked for a penalty for a handball against Alexis Mac-Allister in the build-up, though controversially decided the on-field decision was allowed to freely stand. With the score at 2-2 at the end of 90 minutes, the tie went to a penalty shootout. Mohamed Salah, Mac-Allister and Harvey Elliott all missed from 12 yards, however, as Palace triumphed 3-2 on spot kicks. BALLGM rates Liverpool's players from Wembley. Liverpool were beaten in the Community Shield by Crystal Palace on Sunday, with the Eagles earning a 2-2 draw before winning via a penalty shootout. The Reds failed to put a winnable game beyond Oliver Glasner's side and were denied victory in the season's traditional curtain raiser. A disappointing afternoon for the Merseysiders did begin brightly, as it took only 4 minutes for Liverpool to have lift off, and it came from one of their newer faces. At the end of an extremely lengthy spell of possession, 22 passes featuring 9 players, to be precise, Hugo Ekitike received the ball inside the left channel from fellow summer signing Florian Wirtz, and proceeded to dance his way between a horde of Palace defenders before curling an effort from the edge of the box into the far right corner, well out of the reach of goalkeeper Dean Henderson. However, a few seconds of madness at the back saw the Reds pegged back midway through the first half. Firstly, Jean-Philippe Mateta broke the offside trap and had only Alisson Becker to beat, only to fail to round the goalkeeper. However, Palace regained possession in the ensuing scramble, with Virgil van Dijk tripping Ismaïla Sarr and conceding a penalty. Mateta subsequently stepped up and sent the Brazilian the wrong way to bring the Eagles level. But Palace were only on equal terms for a matter of minutes, as another Liverpool new boy got on the scoresheet when Jeremy Frimpong scampered away down the right flank beyond Tyrick Mitchell and appeared to dink across towards the back post, only for it to float over Henderson and inside the net instead, restoring the Reds' lead. Liverpool had chances to kill the game off in the second half, and were made to pay for their wastefulness when Palace equalized once more in the closing stages. Adam Wharton's clipped pass found Sarr galloping away from Van Dijk, and the Senegal forward squeezed the ball in off the near post. The South Londoners grew in confidence, and Liverpool had Milos Kerkes to thank for making a last-ditch challenge to deny Sarr his brace moments after he had scored Palace's second. VAR checked for a penalty for a handball against Alexis McAllister in the build-up, though controversially decided the on-field decision was allowed to freely stand. With the score at 2-2 at the end of 90 minutes, the tie went to a penalty shootout. Mohamed Salah, McAllister and Harvey Elliott all missed from 12 yards, however, as Palace triumphed 3-2 on spot kicks. BALLGM rates Liverpool's players from Wembley: Alisson Becker, 6/10. An impeccable piece of goalkeeping to thwart Mateta when through one-on-one was in vain after Van Dijk conceded a penalty. Made some other decent saves later in the afternoon: Jeremy Frimpong, 7/10. Liverpool fans are still used to seeing a flying fullback on the right rather than someone whose first instinct was to cross. Burst forward with real menace, and though there was a touch of fortune about his goal, he was continually involved in the final third regardless. Hardly troubled by ease, Ibrahima Konate, 6/10. Endured a real battle with fellow Frenchman Mateta, often coming out on top bar the one time the Palace striker broke the offside trap, and it eventually led to his converted penalty. Virgil van Dijk, 3/10, looked leggy when trying to cover the vast ground left vacant behind the defensive line and when failing to catch Sarr for the second goal, while another major concern was his usually uncharacteristic poor tackle on the Senegalese star to give away a spot kick well beforehand. Milos Kerkes, 6/10. A little bundle of energy down Liverpool's left, though was often pinned back by Palace counterpart Munoz. Got a vital challenge in to deny Sarr from making it 3-2. Replaced by Robertson, Curtis Jones, 6/10. Started in place of Gravenberch, whose wife gave birth to their first child on Saturday night. Completed all 53 of his passes yet still didn't look totally natural at trying to pull the strings, usually opting to play it safe when Liverpool were capable of making the pitch bigger. Sub for Endo, Dominic Szoboszlai, 6/10. Where Jones wasn't so keen on spreading play, Szoboszlai was a source of long diagonals, but got caught on the ball more when Palace pressed more aggressively. Florian Wirtz, 8/10. As it turns out, £117 million gets you what you paid for. A class above for the most part, so effortlessly gliding from midfield into attack and coming up with an impressive array of passes. Grabbed an early assist for Ikitiki. Came off for Elliott, Mohamed Salah, 4/10. One of Salah's poorer games where, despite his clear genius and ingenuity, nothing seemed to roll his way and he was missing the rub of the green. Blazed his penalty over to start the shootout, Hugo Ikitiki, 8/10. What a way to introduce yourself. Created an opening out of nothing to bag his first goal in English football. Missed some golden opportunities in the second half, but at least he was getting in the right positions and clicking with his new teammates. Came off for McAllister. Cody Gakpo, 5/10. Not his finest moment in the first half when his wayward pass ruined a 5-on-1 Liverpool breakaway, and it didn't get much better for him under the arch. With Isak potentially on the way later this window, his spot in the attack could be up for grabs. Scored in the shootout, Alexis McAllister, 5/10. On for Ikitiki, fortunate not to have given away a penalty for a handball. Saw his shootout penalty saved by Henderson. Wataru Endo, 6/10. Replaced Jones as the defensive midfielder. Andy Robertson, N.A. Subbed on for Kerkes. Harvey Elliott, N.A. Came on in place of Wirtz. Another to miss in the shootout. Arne Slot, 6/10. Liverpool's new signings look right at home, but the all-star cast of last season appeared out of sorts.